Welcome to this week's edition of Holy Apostles' Weekly Sermons.
Teachings just a few verses before this passage begins, where the Lord begins the reading we had today with, "As ye would that men should do to you, do also to them likewise." Just a few verses before that, which was not included in today's reading, he says, "I say unto you, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." And then we get to today's reading, and he goes on to explain, if you only love those that love you, then that's the same thing that sinners do. If you only do good to those that do good to you, this is the same thing that sinners do. And if you only lend to people because you hope to receive some kind of payment or interest, then this is the same thing that sinners do. And then he says, because I understand that this is one of the most difficult things the Lord has ever commanded us to do. But he says, if you love your enemies, then you're not like sinners. You become like God, who is also kind even to the unthankful and the evil. So the real choice is whether we're going to be like sinners or whether we're going to be like God. This is how the Lord explains this to us. Now I said, I understand that the commandment to love enemies is quite possibly one of the more difficult things the Lord has commanded us to do. It's not an easy thing. I don't know that there are various reasons why it's not easy for us to do this. Most of the time it's because we forget it's a commandment, right? We recall that it's somewhere in the Gospels, but we start looking for reasons, right? I love my enemies if. Or I've even seen people go so far as to insist that someone is not their enemy just so they can keep bearing a grudge. Because they knew that if they said, this man is my enemy, I'm commanded to love my enemies. So he's not my enemy, but I'm not going to forgive him. It's a complete distortion of the gospel, right? But we do this. We rationalize things. And especially when commandments are difficult for us, we think, well, Jesus couldn't really have meant that. That's just crazy. Saint Yakov Nitsvietov, who was one of the early missionaries to the tribes in Alaska, is a long story concerning this particular event. I'll tell you later if you want. But at one point he found himself preaching to people from many different tribes who had all been at enmity with each other before. And he didn't realize it at the time. He found out after the fact that this was the case. But he was preaching to them all through a translator. And after his sermon, which he preached for 3 days, because he preached to them the entire history of salvation, and for the whole 3 days he preached to them, and at the end of it, they all decided to be baptized. And they said, we knew that you were saying the words of God because you said, love your enemies, and no man would ever say that. And that was what converted them all. And it's after that fact, after that, that he realized that they were all tribes at enmity with each other. And they all submitted themselves to baptism, and they ceased their warfare. Because they heard and they were convinced that these are the words of God. So nevertheless, this is a commandment to us. To love our enemies, to do good to those that hate us, to bless those that curse us, and to follow not the example of men, but the example of God. And nevertheless, I understand that sometimes it's necessary that we have encouragement to do this. It's not enough for us sometimes to just say, well, that's a commandment, I have to do it. We need encouragement to do it sometimes. So to encourage you, I'm going to read to you a poem written by one of the saints of our church, Saint Nikolai Velimirovich, who was a Serbian bishop in the city of Ohrid. He ultimately ended up spending some time in the Dachau Nazi prison camp and came after World War II, came to North America and ended his years at Saint Tikhon's monastery and seminary, where I went to seminary. But 20 years before World War II broke out, he was the bishop in Ohrid in Yugoslavia, and he wrote a book called Prayers by the Lake. And these were meditations on different spiritual subjects. And in that book, he wrote this poem, which is typically known by its first sentence, Bless my enemies, O Lord. I'm going to read it to you without commentary because I think it's powerful enough. He says, Bless my enemies, O Lord, even I bless them and do not curse them. Enemies have driven me into thy embrace more than friends have. Friends have bound me to the earth. Enemies have loosed me from the earth and have demolished all of my aspirations in the world. Enemies have made me a stranger in worldly realms and an extraneous inhabitant of the world. Just as a hunted animal finds safer shelter than an unhunted animal does, so have I, persecuted by enemies, found the safest sanctuary, having ensconced myself beneath thy tabernacle, where neither friends nor enemies can slay my soul. Bless my enemies, O Lord, even I bless them, and do not curse them. They, rather than I, have confessed my sins before the world. They have punished me whenever I have hesitated to punish myself. They have tormented me whenever I have tried to flee torments. They have scolded me whenever I have flattered myself. They have spat upon me whenever I have filled myself with arrogance. Bless my enemies, O Lord. Even I bless them and do not curse them. Whenever I have made myself wise, they have called me foolish. Whenever I have made myself mighty, they have mocked me as though I were a dwarf. Whenever I have wanted to lead people, they have shoved me into the background. Whenever I have rushed to enrich myself, they have prevented me with an iron hand. Whenever I thought that I would sleep peacefully, they have awakened me from sleep. Whenever I have tried to build a home for a long and tranquil life, they have demolished it and driven me out. Truly, enemies have cut me loose from the world and have stretched out my hands to the hem of thy garment. Bless my enemies, O Lord. Even I bless them and do not curse them. Bless them and multiply them and make them even more bitterly against me, so that my fleeing to thee may have no return, so that all hope in men may be scattered like cobwebs, and so that absolute serenity may reign in my soul, so that my heart may become the grave of my two evil twins, arrogance and anger, so that I might amass all my treasure in heaven, so that I may for once be freed from self-deception, which has entangled me in the dreadful web of illusory life. Enemies have taught me to know what hardly anyone knows, that a person has no enemies in this world except himself. One hates his enemies only when he fails to realize that they are not enemies but cruel friends. It is truly difficult for me to say who has done me more good and who has done me more evil in the world, friends or enemies. Therefore bless, O Lord, both my friends and my enemies. A slave curses enemies for he does not understand, but a son blesses them for he understands. For a son knows that his enemies cannot touch his life, therefore he freely steps among them and prays to God for them. Bless my enemies, O Lord. Even I bless them, and do not curse them. Amen. To Christ be all glory, honor, and worship to ages of ages. Amen.